Hey, this is The Edge, and you're listening to Post Rock Paper Scissors. Thank you. Alright, welcome to Post-Rock Paper Scissors. This is Armand here. Today is episode 135. It is part 10 of our quarterly recap series, which is a series that we've been doing throughout the year where we cover some of the best tracks that came out in 2011. So, last week, we sort of played the more so heavier post-rock tracks. Today's episode is kind of going to be a complement of that. A lot of the tracks in today's show are much lighter, sort of cinematic at times, a lot prettier music. So, let's just mention the first track we played so far. It was by Living Words, which is actually just one guy whose name is Nick Stetna, I don't know how to pronounce his name, from Chicago, who makes kind of post-rockish type music. This track that we played was called In the Dark, and it was actually off his debut EP called In the Dark, which is actually just one track. Well, the EP is three tracks that are all connected into one big track, which is the track that we played here today, which was about 11 or so minutes long. And if you, you know, Google Living Words and go to the Bandcamp, you can download that track for free, which I recommend. Alright, so moving into the next block right here, we're going to play a track by a band that we're all very familiar with called Hammock, and this track is called Parker's Chapel.
Thank you. Fall when Thank you.
Alright, welcome back. Let's go over what we played right there. So there were three tracks in that block. The first one, like we mentioned, was by Hammock, who are an ambient duo from Nashville. They've been around for 10 or so years right now, and they're one of the more well-known kind of ambient post-rockish bands. The track we played right there was called Parker's Chapel, which was the last track off their EP that came out last year called Asleep in the Downlights. Which was sort of a collaboration with members of the church. I think two of the tracks featured members of the church on it, and two of the tracks were without the church. And if I'm not mistaken, this track that we played was without the church. And so Hammock released two EPs out last year, the one that we just played a track from, and another one called Longest Year, which was more of an ambient record. So following Hammock, we played a track by May, or at least that's how I think it's pronounced. It's M-E-I, which is just actually one guy named Marshall Weicherek. I hope I pronounced his name right. And May is basically just a one-man band, you know, makes kind of atmospheric post-rock music. All the tracks are very short, which is nice, and they're all very pretty. And the track that we played today was called Blossom, which was the first track off his EP called Blossom, which is his debut EP, and which you can also download for free on Bandcamp. And finally, we played a track by Emmanuel, which are kind of a vocal-led post-rockish band from Sweden. They are, you know, pretty popular. They make very kind of dreamy post-rock music, very atmospheric, with lots of vocals thrown in there. And the track that we played was called Skagerrak. I think that's how it's pronounced. And that's, I believe it was the opening track off their album called In Passage, which was their fourth record to date that came out in 2011. And, you know, if you like that track, you probably would like everything Emmanuel has done, because I don't want to sound critical, but a lot of their stuff sounds kind of the same. So if you like one of their tracks, you probably would like their whole catalog. Anyway, we'll move into the next block. This first track that we're going to play here is by kind of another dreamy sort of post-rockish band called Epic 45, and this track is called Weathering.
Oh, Thank you.
Alright, welcome back. Let's go over what we played right there. So that block had four tracks in it. It was more of a kind of quieter, ambient block. The first track we played was by Epic 45, who are I believe they're a duo, if I'm not mistaken. Should have written that down. Who make kind of dreamy, ambient, post-rockish music. They've been around for over a decade, I think, now. This track that we played was called Weathering. It's off their album of the same title called Weathering, which came out last year. And it was quite a nice, enjoyable, dreamy record. So following that, we played a track by Candle Park Stars, which are a band from Austin, Texas, who make sort of very ambient, twinkly guitar, pretty little slow piano tracks. And this track that we played was called When I'm Old and Gray. And admittedly, it's probably not the best track on that album. I played it mainly because it transitioned very well from Epic 45. But if you enjoyed that track, I would definitely recommend checking out that album because it's very much like that track. Lots of just pretty twinkly guitars and slow cinematic type music. And that track was off their album called All the Little Things, which was their second record and obviously came out in 2011. Following that, we played a track by Giles Lamb, who is a Scottish film composer. The track we played was actually from the trailer to Dead Island, which was a zombie video game. And I would highly recommend, I would say, stop this show right now if you're in front of a computer, go to Google, type Dead Island trailer, and watch it. Because it is the best trailer I have seen, possibly in my whole life. And I would highly recommend anybody watch it. Because when I watch this trailer, I'm like, holy crap, I would totally watch this movie. And that doesn't happen anymore when I watch trailers. How often do you watch a trailer and go, damn, that was amazing, I wonder what this movie's gonna be like? No. Nowadays, trailers are just awful. So, go and watch this trailer. Definitely recommend it. It is pretty amazing. So anyway, we kind of got mopey in the middle of that block right there, so I thought we'd end it off with probably one of the funner tracks in today's show, which was by a duo who go by the name of Origami Biro, who are kind of ambient sound artists, I guess. It's difficult to pin down what type of music they make. This track that we played was called Quad Time and the Genius of the Crowd, which was admittedly their most accessible track. This isn't necessarily an indication of what the album sounds like, but I would definitely recommend checking it out anyway because it's really nice. And the album is called Shake. It's S-H-A-K-K-E-I, and it's their second record to date. So that's pretty much the bulk of the show. We've got one track left. Before we get into that, just want to mention that the next episode in our curated series is by Alex Smalley of Olin Mill and Puzzle, and the episode after that is either going to be a sort of a quarterly recap episode, or we're going to go back and revisit our cinema series and do an episode about the movie that came out last year called Drive. So anyway, let's jump into this last track. It is by our friend from Lowercase Noises, Andy Othling, who is kind of an ambient guitarist from New Mexico. The track that we're going to play here is called Nearer My God to Thee, which is an interesting track because it's a cover of a hymn from the 19th century, which, an interesting tidbit, was played on the Titanic by the ship's band as the Titanic was sinking, which makes this track obviously more epic. And anyway, this track is off Lowercase Noises' EP called Vivian, which was an EP he wrote for his daughter and came out last year. So anyway, thanks for listening to today's show. Here is Lowercase Noises with Nearer My God to Thee. Thank you.
Thank you.